Activity was reported by observers in the region, and weather may have been the reason.
A convicted child killer is dead after Ohio's first execution in more than 3 years. Ronald Phillips was executed by lethal injection in Lucasville yesterday for the 1993 murder of his girlfriend's 3-year-old daughter. This is USA Radio News.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
The Labor Department says 244,000 Americans filed initial jobless claims last week, 10,000 more than the week before, when economists had predicted a slight drop in the first-time claims last week. Orders for durable goods are the highest in 3 years. The Commerce Department says the orders for long-lasting products jumped 6.5% in June, well above predictions, though orders to aviation giant Boeing accounted for most of the gain by itself. And the Commerce Department says exports of U.S.-made products were up nearly 1.5% last month, which helped narrow the trade deficit. As you've probably heard, the president is not accepting his salary for being commander-in-chief. Each quarter, he's donating it to another U.S. agency, and we have the latest from USA's Jason Wirt.
The White House has announced President Trump donated his second quarter salary to the Education Department. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos spoke about the president's commitment to education.
The president is committed to our nation's students and to reforming education in America so that every child, no matter their zip code, has access to a high-quality education.
The money will be used to host students at the Education Department for a conference on science, technology, engineering, and math. I'm Jason Wirt.
An outgoing White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer is reportedly being offered a gig on Dancing with the Stars. Season 25 of the hit show will start in September, and Spicer is reportedly being courted by the show's producers. No word yet on whether Spicer is even considering the offer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
2 years ago, more than 500 business and political leaders came to New Jersey's first-ever business summit in Atlantic City. They discussed how they could work together to solve key issues hampering our state's economic growth. And out of that summit came action. We saw taxes reduced and the Trust Fund for Rebuilding Our Infrastructure fully funded once again. Many of the summit's participants came together to create Opportunity New Jersey, a coalition dedicated to making our state more competitive and more affordable. In this election year, Opportunity New Jersey wants to make sure both candidates support common-sense fiscal policies that will meet these goals. That is why Opportunity New Jersey will host the 2017 Affordability Summit on Monday, September 18th, at First Baptist Church of Lincoln Gardens in Somerset. Join us at this Affordability Summit and add your voice to those who want to see New Jersey move forward. To register, call Opportunity New Jersey at 609-393-6998. That's 609-393-6998. Or visit opportunitynj.org.
This message sponsored by the New Jersey State Chamber of Commerce, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
On today's program, I'll be talking about how one business owner told me I saved her business, why another business owner totally pissed me off with a Facebook posting recently. I'll have seven leadership lessons from championship-winning coaches and how three words from Jordan Spieth's caddy helped him win the British Open and could help your business as well. It's Thursday, June 27th, 2017, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
Taking care of business.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gannot, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. But as always, we get started with a brief check of the weather. It's currently 76 degrees at 12:06, and the forecast shows that today it'll be mostly cloudy and more humid this afternoon with a high of 81 degrees and a low of 67. For tomorrow, it'll be humid with thick clouds and showers and thunderstorms later in the evening, a high of 84 and a low of 66. And for Saturday, it'll be cooler but humid with occasional rain and a high of 72 and a low of 59. For Sunday, it'll be partly sunny and warmer with a high of 78 and a low of 59 as well. And a current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently up 62.94 to 21,773.95. The NASDAQ up 34.44 to 6457.19. S&P 500 is up 4.78 to 2482.60. Oil up 19 cents to $48.94 per barrel. And gold is up $7.90 to $1,257.30 an ounce. Facebook viewers, you are now up to date. Now it's time to switch over and listen to the rest of the program on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gannot, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. It must be Thursday. It must be a little after noon o'clock because that means it's time for Taking Care of Business. So glad you could join me as we get together every Thursday at this time. And just a reminder, if you are listening online, you can also open up a new browser, go to Facebook, and like the show's page. It's called Taking Care of Business with Jim Gannot. So like our page, follow us there. We do updates periodically throughout the week. If there's something that's business-related or going to impact business, you'll hear it there first. And then we always try to keep our listeners apprised of what's going on out there in the business world. So, again, glad you could join me. It's time to break into the program. Last week I wasn't here, so we did a replay. And that was of the car show interview that I did with Ron Van Horn a few weeks ago. And the reason I wasn't here was because it was time for our annual Crown Trophy meeting down in Delray Beach, Florida. And this is a good chance for us to kind of recharge after busy season, get our bearings for the coming year, see what trends are happening, anything going on in the industry that we need to be aware of. So it was good to get down there with our fellow store owners. Very proud of my son, Brandon. He was responsible for four presentations. I had the week off. I didn't have to do any presentations this year, so I was kind of glad about that. But the preparation that he did, the preparation that he did with his co-presenters was fantastic. And, very, very proud to see that the younger generation, I know the millennials take a hit every now and then, but very good to see that they were prepared, ready to go, and all of them did a super job with their presentations this year. And even some of us old folks learned a little bit from them, so that was all good as well. There was one store that made a comment that I just absolutely, in my head, luckily I have enough filters where I can prevent myself from screaming out loud, but one store owner said that they had an employee, and what they did was they had recently purchased a franchise from an existing owner. And so the new store owner came in, met with the employees, and one of their employees told them flat out that they didn't want to learn anything new. They were happy with the job that they were doing, and they didn't want to learn anything new, and please don't try to teach them. Now, the new store owner was talking about They might enter into the shirt business. They may enter into the promotional materials business. They may do the sign business. And this employee said, nope, don't want any part of that. I'm happy doing what I do. What would your reaction be in that case? Now, for me, it's pretty clear that, A, you're always, if, you know, whatever your job was, that's all you'll ever do. But if I don't need another one of you, I think you'd be gone. Because everybody, in my mind, has to get on board with management, with the leadership. And that's the one issue that seems to be coming through, both at the Crown Trophy meeting and from other people that I'm talking to, is kind of a lack of leadership. You know, sometimes we have employees and we treat them more like friends than employees. And sometimes they treat us as the owners and the managers as our friends more than employees. And it's good to have, you know, collegial relations with your employees, but not to the point where they're going to tell you what they're going to do. You know, you're the boss. You're the one signing that paycheck every 2 weeks. You need to be able to let them know what their job responsibilities will be. So I had a real hard time. And I had an offline conversation, you know, with this store owner saying, you know, you got to address this Monday as soon as you get back, because they will become an anchor. And when everybody else is chipping in and doing extra and they're just sitting there doing what they want to do, there's no place in them for a business in today's economy. And speaking about economy, about 2 years ago, I had written an article for LinkedIn called Creating Your Own Economy. And basically what I said is everybody can sit there and complain and say that the economy is the reason their business is suffering, and they can blame Obama and they can blame Congress. And, you know, again, it was written 3 years ago, so Obama was the president. And my take was that rather than complaining about the economy, go out and create your own economy. Market more, promote more, sell more. Don't sit back and kind of shrink into the armadillo phase and say, oh, it's so bad, the economy, you know, Obama. Go out and make your own economy. Work harder than your competition. And so we have a vendor show at this franchise meeting, and one of the vendors came up to me. He's actually the owner of the company. And he came up to me and he said, I have to tell you something. He goes, I read everything that you do. When you send out a Constant Contact newsletter, I read it. When you send out something on LinkedIn, I read them, and you're very insightful as far as, you know, what you say. He goes, I still use your Create Your Own Economy posting, that the article that you wrote, and every year he reads that to his entire sales force. He pulls them all into headquarters, and then as part of their training, he reads them that. And some of them have heard it 2 or 3 years, but it's kind of like a jump start for them that no matter what your customers are telling you, you have to push through that and or find more customers and then create your own economy. And then finally, one of our stores came up to me first day. I don't think the meeting even started. I think we just met in the lobby when we were checking in, and she gave me a huge hug and she said, you know, you saved my business, you saved my life, you saved my marriage. I'm like, what the heck did I do? And so here was a woman who, you know, got to me back in March, I believe it was February or March, and she was saying how she was ready to, and I think I brought it up on the show here, where she was going to close her business, sell her business, and get out. She said, you know, because one of her employees had quit. And I had to dig back in through my sent emails, and I found what I wrote her. And basically it was like, you know, when times get tough, the tough get going, you know, kind of mentality. I gave her a couple of passages that I like to quote, some quotes, and that got her back on track. And, you know, I told her, after you read this, share it with your husband, see if he agrees with me. And sometimes we just need that little kick in the pants to remind us that, you know, it's not all doom and gloom and we can get through it. And that, you know, it's not as bad as it seems. And again, nobody said running a business was going to be easy. Nobody said being the manager in a business or being an employee in a business is easy. And the good news is we only have to do it for about 40 or 45 years in our lifetime. But you have to accept that there's going to be challenges, there's going to be adversity, and you have to be willing to push through it. And I love the mentality of, you know, give me that adversity, give me that challenge, because I'm going to come right back at you with, is that all you got? You know, that's nothing. Kind of like Mr. T, you know, you hit like my grandmother kind of thing, you know, when he was in the movie Rocky. But that's the mentality that I want people to have in business. Like, you know, somewhere under your shirt, somewhere under your blouse is this cape with a big S on it. And, you know, you're a super business owner, and you will take whatever the economy gives you. You will take whatever your customers give you. You will take whatever adversity comes your way. And you're going to fight through it. And you're going to come out stronger on the other side. And that's kind of what I had to remind her about. And she said it was a total attitude shift for her. She realized that she was getting, you know, too close with her employees, and that she was treating them more like friends and family than as employees. And so when they left, she was taking it personal and very hurt by it. And that's what had gotten her so down. And then so I was glad I could help her out. The funny part of this was that she didn't just tell me this story. She basically made a point of telling all the other store owners what I had done for her and how much, you know, it had helped her and helped the family and helped the business. And then people just started coming up to me all meal. That was great what you did for her. And I was like, okay. You know, like, I really had a hard time remembering sometimes, you know, what I had done. We're up on the first break of the day, so I'm going to take that break. When I come back, a business owner recently posted something on Facebook that absolutely enraged me, and I want to go through that with you and see if this is something you would ever do in your business. Now, as we go to break, keep in mind what I always tell people. The image of your business is always paramount. It has to be one of the first things you think about. And when I read you what she wrote in her posting, let me know if you think she was mindful of that. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off a Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com and on WHCR-DB, the voice of business. And we thank you for joining us as always. So prior to the break, I was talking about how one business owner had a posting on Facebook that absolutely pissed me off to no end. And I want to share that with you now. So basically what she is she works from home and she is a cruise planner travel agent. So she writes this post, and when I was in Florida, I read it, and I was absolutely losing my mind. She goes, so I'd like to take a moment for all my Facebook friends who are sharing their wonderful cruises, trips to Bermuda, Alaska, Paris, Caribbean, who, being Facebook, quote, friends, know I am a cell phone travel agent agency. These, quote, friends who feel no need to support an actual human they know and, like, love my photos. When you are unfriended, you should understand why. Hashtag confused, hashtag frustrated, hashtag phone a friend. So it was obvious that she found that somebody might have taken a cruise or a vacation. Maybe they posted their pictures on Facebook or Instagram. And she saw that, wait, I know this person, but I didn't book that cruise for them. And so she was hurt by it or really angry about it. And she makes this posting. Now, if a business owner makes a quote like this, makes a posting like this, how do you interpret that? And like I said, I got mad as hell, and I did it. I got mad from a business consultant's perspective, not from a client or not from a anything like that. But it was like, rather than thanking those who do book with you, you choose to go after those who don't. And yes, you have a business, and yes, you know, you do great work, you know, because I've seen a lot of people's quotes, and she takes a lot of time, very diligent in the planning. But people have choices, and maybe you're not the least expensive. Maybe people are on a budget. Some of the people in her feed said, if I ever am able to afford a trip, I'm calling you. So there's another perspective. Maybe somebody went to a discount travel agency, maybe AAA. They knew they could get some discounts on hotels or on the cruise, and that's where they went. But for a business owner to go out there and berate everybody in her Facebook friend library, whatever you would call that, and basically say, if you don't book with me, I'm going to unfriend you, I lost my head. I absolutely lost my marbles with this. Image of your business. How many times have we talked about this, where everything has to be upbeat, everything has to be positive? Here, if that's how you feel, that because I don't do something with your business that we can't be friends, we can't talk anymore, we can't have any relations, at that point, man, I gotta question whether or not we're really friends at all, or whether I want to do business with you at all. So I was just mortified that somebody who owns a business would take that tact. And I get it. You're upset. Somebody, you know, you lost a couple thousand dollars on a booking. But holy cow, people, come on. You know, this is, it's business, and you have to fight for every client. And I have a feeling that other people who saw that, or maybe, like she said, they're going to get unfriended because they didn't, you know, plan their cruise with her. Who knows? Maybe others sitting there going, oh, I don't want to be dealing with this person, you know, crazy psycho woman. I don't want her to, you know, lash out at me. You know, so you got to be careful. Everything you say, everything you do, as Dan Rather's book was titled, The Camera Never Blinks. And folks, the camera's always on, especially when you have Facebook and all these different social media apps, and you go on some rant and all of a sudden, you know, people turn away from you. You know, so I have a feeling this could have an actual negative impact instead of a positive impact. You know, if you want to unfriend me, I don't care. But, you know, to go out and make a threat to somebody that if they don't do business with you, that, you know, you won't talk to them ever again, I could not believe what I was reading. So hopefully this is a lesson for everybody. Always positive, always upbeat, appreciative of all of your customers all the time. All right, we have a new segment on the program we introduced a couple of months ago called the Business Quote of the Week. And typically I use business leaders, Jack Welch, Mark Cuban, others, Warren Buffett, for the Business Quote of the Week. And this week I didn't have to look very far, and it's not somebody in business who even made the quote. But it was actually Jordan Spieth's caddy. Now, Jordan Spieth is a championship-winning golfer on the PGA Tour. He just won the British Open this weekend. And there was a good chance he was going to lose it. But his caddy said something to him that kind of snapped him back to reality. So now, and keep in mind that great performers in any field practice this one habit to calm down, build confidence, and regain focus. Now, Jordan is only 23 years old. And in that time, he's become the youngest player to win the British Open since 1979. But it almost didn't happen. But Spieth was able to regain his mental edge with the help of his caddy. So through the first three rounds, Spieth looked unbeatable until Sunday of the 146 Open Championship. He walked up to the first hole with a three-shot lead and hit a booming tee shot. It was a nice drive, but it dropped in the deep grass on the left side of the fairway. And Spieth was visibly upset when he walked to the ball and could be heard complaining to himself. And that's when his caddy, Michael Griller, simply said, "Get over it." Griller added, 168 front, which is the distance that Spieth had left to hit to the front of the green. In three words, get over it, Griller was reminding Spieth to let go of past failure and focus on the next shot. Now, Spieth faced another key moment when he had to take a penalty on the 13th hole. He came back strong with a birdie and an eagle on the next two holes and won the tournament. In a remarkable acknowledgement in the media center after the round, Spieth said the memories, the demons of his final round collapse at last year's Masters continued to haunt him. Even the best performers have a difficult time forgetting past mistakes, but the great ones find a way to focus on the future. You need to forget your past mistakes. Now, golf legend Ben Hogan once said, "The most important shot in golf is the next one." Golfers make bad shots in every round. The champions forget the bad shots quickly and focus on the good ones. And the same approach applies to any performance, including public speaking or even running a business. I was working with a top executive of a large bank who had a paralyzing fear of public speaking. He just couldn't do it. And we tracked it back to he had lost his place once during a presentation. And during that time, he actually experienced a small panic attack. He never forgot it. And he kept replaying his worst presentation over and over and over in his head each and every day. And once he started practicing repeatedly for the next presentation without replaying the past, he grew to actually enjoy public speaking again. Now, according to one of golf's most famous mental coaches, Bob Rotella, the author of Golf is Not a Game of Perfect, there's nothing worse than dwelling on the putts that you've missed. It's psychologically no different from actually going out on the green and missing them again over and over. In other words, by replaying the mistakes, whether it's a golf putt or a business presentation or a decision, you are literally training your brain to do the same thing over and over. Focus on the positive, focus on the successes. Jordan Spieth's caddy, a former school teacher, once said that part of his role is to be a calming influence, an encourager. Now, most of us don't have a caddy by our side to boost our confidence when we replay past mistakes, and we will replay our past mistakes. But we can still take a lesson from how the best caddies and the players do it. They give themselves 10 paces to shake it off, and they focus their concentration on the next shot. If they don't get over it, tension will start to creep into the next swing, and nothing ruins a golf swing more than tension, and it will ruin a presentation too. So when you watch a great speaker, he or she seems relaxed, at ease. They don't appear tight. And that's because, like great golfers, they've practiced and they've done all that they can to prepare. The only thing left now is to enjoy the process. Now, if an executive or somebody that I'm working with is about to give a major public presentation, I'll often send the person an email or a text. Put a smile on your face, have fun, and rock it. Smiling, relaxing, and having fun should be the last swing thought you have before launching into your presentation. I love Jordan Spieth's caddy. Get over it. You know, and so many times in business, we focus on the negative. We focus on the mistakes of our employees. We focus on our own mistakes. We lost a contract. We lost an account. And if you keep thinking about that, and let's say it's a big account. I'm going to use, you know, round numbers. Let's say you lose a $50,000 account. Get over it. And then go start working on the next one. For all the time you had that account, you made money. Now you have to find a way to replace it. And it doesn't have to be with another $50,000 account. It could be five $10,000 accounts. It could be 10 $5,000 accounts. It could be 20 $2,500 accounts. Just go keep going. Get over it and keep going. And then you'll see that the successes will return. But don't beat yourself up over it every time you make a mistake. Instead, get out there and get over it. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
When this investment is complete, Foxconn has the potential to create more manufacturing jobs than we've seen in many, many decades.
President Trump announcing that electronics manufacturer Foxconn is opening a plant in Wisconsin that will employ at least 3,000 and possibly up to 13,000 American workers. Trump says businesses like Foxconn are showing businesses are putting America first. Some harsh words from Senator Lindsey Graham to President Trump in regards to Trump's treatment of Attorney General Jeff Sessions and possibly taking action against a special prosecutor.
If Jeff Sessions is fired, there will be holy hell to pay. Any effort to go after Mueller could be the beginning of the end of the Trump presidency unless Mueller did something wrong.
The White House has stated the president doesn't want to fire Sessions, just have him do his job better. USA Radio News.
All day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com and WHCR-DB, the voice of business. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano, and I'm the host of the program Taking Care of Business with you for about another half hour. If you enjoy radio, talk radio in particular, there is a great short movie out on ESPN. It's called 30 for 30, Mike and the Mad Dog. And it's about Mike Francesa and Christopher Russo. Christopher Mad Dog Russo, and how their radio show started on WFAN many years ago. And they had like the number one talk radio show for years, talking about New York sports and sports in general. And this is like behind the scenes with producers, behind the scenes with Chris and Mike. What a great show to show the dynamic of how initially they hated each other, came to love each other, and then eventually, you know, broke it off. But and went their separate ways. But what a great show. If you like radio, you're going to sit back and enjoy this program. It was great. Also wanted to give a big shout-out to the Doobie Brothers and the band Chicago. Went and saw them Sunday night at PNC Bank Arts Center, and what a phenomenal show. Never, ever discount a 70-year-old man or a 69-year-old man who can still get on stage and rock the house in front of 14,000 people. People were on their feet all night. And it was funny because you could tell the band was up there full of energy, playing like crazy. And they're looking at the fans who are of similar age and go, come on, get up, you know, cheer for us, clap with us, do something with us. You know, don't just sit there and fall asleep in your chair. It was kind of funny how the same people who were in those seats Sunday night were probably in those seats 30 or 40 years ago. And they would have never seen the seat cushion 30 or 40 years ago. But now we were a little laid back and, you know, it was definitely a good show, and the sound was phenomenal from both groups. They still have it. Sometimes singers get older and they don't sound the same. The band doesn't sound the same. They rocked it. And I said it Sunday night on Facebook. I'll say it again. I will put Chicago's horn section up against any band, and they will kick their ass. All right, so here we go. Seven leadership lessons. Now, again, getting back to the summer meeting with the Crown Trophy owners, one thing that I noticed that, you know, people were complaining about was the leadership, and not of the Crown corporate staff, but of their own people, their managers not leading, themselves not doing enough to lead their troops. So here are seven leadership lessons from Bill Belichick and six other championship coaches that might be applicable. And I want you to think of their stories and how it might pertain to you in your business. Now, there's a couple of great takeaways from these stories. For the coaches who have hoisted trophies here in 2017. Now, everyone loves to study and emulate successful leaders who have demonstrated the ability to win in their respective field. We particularly love picking up knowledge from leaders in the world of sports. Their expertise in coaching, managing people, and running a team can easily be translated into business tactics. One of the best parts of following sports leaders is every year there are new stories and victors to learn from and emulate. Now, here are seven leadership lessons from Bill Belichick and six other coaches who won championships in 2017. We'll start with Belichick from the New England Patriots. Now, Bill Belichick and his Patriots team capped off a miraculous comeback over the Atlanta Falcons in the second half to win their fifth Lombardi Trophy and cement their status as one of the most elite teams and coaches of all time. Now, Bill is known for his hard-nosed and buttoned-up leadership style. Belichick rarely gives one-on-one interviews, but in a sit-down with Susie Wells, she shared this. Leadership means building a team that is exhaustively prepared, but being able to adjust in an instant. He went on to say, the only sign we have in the locker room is from the art of war. Every battle is won before it's fought. So the key takeaway there, preparation is critical for success, but in today's fast-paced world, pivoting will be required, and it's only possible with great teamwork. If you recall, one of our stories last week was business goals and making a midsummer pivot, and how a lot of times people make resolutions and goals in the beginning of the year and then they kind of fall by the wayside. And here now is an opportunity to make that pivot, and that's exactly what the Patriots did in the Super Bowl, and it turned out to work for them. Now, Steve Kerr is the coach of the Golden State Warriors. Kerr's team battled the Cleveland Cavaliers, led by LeBron James, and beat them 4-1 in this year's NBA Finals. Not only did he win his second NBA championship as a coach, but he also holds the highest winning percentage in NBA history. His leadership style is one of a true servant leader. After this year's title, he tried to avoid the microphone in order to give his players the chance to be in the spotlight. But when he did finally speak, he used all of his time to give praise to his other coaches, players, and the team ownership. Kerr knows he is just a spoke in the wheel, and it's his job to push those around him to levels of which they didn't even know they were capable. The key takeaway here is it's not about the leader, it's about the team. One of my all-time favorite stories came last October, the Chicago Cubs under coach Joe Maddon. Now, Maddon and his Cubs broke a 108-year world championship drought when they defeated the Cleveland Indians in Game 7 of last year's World Series. His leadership style is known for being quirky and unique, but there are great lessons to learn from Maddon. His team didn't shy away from the expectations of them from the beginning of the season. They used terms like embrace the target, being world champions, and try not to suck. The key takeaway is don't shy away from high expectations, embrace them. And if you're in business, you should be making them and then trying to achieve them. Dabo Swinney, who's the head coach of the Clemson Tigers, his team won the school's first national championship since 1981, defeating the mighty Nick Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide in one of the greatest football games ever. Now, his leadership style is one filled with purpose and positivity. He embodies the idea of a welder leader by consistently leveraging both love and discipline at extremely high levels. In his post-game interview, right after winning the championship, he said, I told our players the difference in this game was going to be love, their love for each other. The key takeaway there is to serve your people's hearts and not their talents. Mike Sullivan, who's the coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins, successfully defended their Stanley Cup by defeating the Nashville Predators in Game 6 of this year's finals. And his leadership style is one of great intensity and focus. He relies heavily on his staff and the players on the team to be leaders themselves. After a big win in the playoffs, Sullivan said, I think when we have focus, short-sighted focus on the task at hand, and we don't get ahead of ourselves or we don't dwell on what happened in the past, that's when you have the best ability to reset that mindset. It always falls back to the leadership of the group. Key takeaway here is, if you are the only leader on your team, you have no chance. Dawn Staley, who's the coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks, Staley and her South Carolina Gamecocks won their first national softball title by defeating Mississippi State in dominating fashion. Staley was a Hall of Fame player before she became a coach, and she knows how important the connection with people is to the success of any leader. She lives by two mottos. A disciplined person can do anything, and dare to do what you don't want to do to get what you want. In a recent article from Players Tribune, she said this about the secret to leadership. If there were ever a secret to being a great coach, that's it, the connection. The key takeaway there is you are nothing as a leader without healthy relationships. And finally, Roy Williams, who's the coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels basketball program. Williams is a basketball coaching legend, and having gone to six national title games and winning his third last year in dramatic fashion against the Gonzaga Bulldogs, his name is synonymous with success on the court. Williams is also known for being an elite recruiter, which is why he has been in the postseason every year of his head coaching career outside of his first. Williams plays to his strength and spends a lot of time recruiting, but he doesn't for a second underestimate the importance of character. He wrote, "Too many coaches lower their program standards and they take talented players with a questionable or poor character. Takeaway there is, if we have to worry about so many things on the outside, we're not focused on what's happening on the inside." So, again, great leadership lessons there by some of the best coaches who have won a lot of titles or who have won all the titles this year, and how that can impact your business. I want to talk to you for a minute about Facebook. This is a topic that came up at the summer meeting and one that I wanted to just touch on real quick. On your Facebook page, on your Twitter account, LinkedIn, Instagram, is what they call a Facebook or a cover photo. This is one that has to kind of tell a little bit more of a story about the business. So eye-catching graphics are an important way to boost your Facebook page. And here's a couple of tips that are going to help you attract your customers' attention. Now, other social media platforms have come and gone, but Facebook continues to dominate the online space with more than 1 billion, that's billion with a B, users worldwide. And still, just because your customers are active on Facebook doesn't mean that they will automatically flock to your small business's page. You first need to optimize your profile for success. Take, for instance, choosing a Facebook cover photo, the large banner image that sprawls across the top of your page. It is the biggest and most prominent element on your page and the first thing new visitors see. A great cover photo, and now video is also available, could pique their interest and keep them on the page to learn more about your small business. So here are three tips to keep your Facebook cover photo and make it stand out. First, you want to make it eye-catching. Vibrant visuals will always win the day, advised Facebook marketing expert Marie Smith. Work with a professional graphic designer to create your images, or use a tool such as Adobe Spark to create a compelling cover image. Free drag-and-drop design tools such as Canva are also a good option if your budget is tight. Keep it relevant. No matter how cute your kids or cat may be, your business's profile and cover photo should be directly related to your business and or products. For example, if you own a children's clothing boutique, a playful, colorful cover photo would be appropriate. If you're a legal firm, something muted and professional might be better. Find inspiration by looking at other small businesses' Facebook pages, and then refresh as needed. Now, while some businesses may use the same cover image indefinitely, say a logo or an image of their storefront, it's good to occasionally switch things up to keep the page fresh and up to date. For instance, a movie theater may use the cover image for a graphic showing the movies they're currently showing. A local restaurant may switch out their regular cover image to help promote their city's restaurant week or give attention to a special promotion. And I did mention in there that now there is a company called Promo that will help you, using canned video that you can put text over, create a 15 to 20 second video that can be playing. So when your Facebook page loads, people suddenly see motion and they see some message and then they can look down for your post. So definitely a good idea. Keep it relevant. Keep it current. Keep it fresh. Keep it, you know, eye-catching, and make sure that you're always looking at ways to improve your Facebook page. And please, please, please post often. Don't have a post sitting there for 2 or 3 months. Now, we talked about Facebook. Let's talk about LinkedIn, your social marketing missing link. Now, many business owners use LinkedIn to increase their professional networks. The social network can also help your business grow. According to BIA Kelsey, they reach small business received through LinkedIn surpasses other social sites by more than 30%. Here are a couple key starting points. If you haven't already, create a company page. Highlight your brand, your products and services, and post updates and add content regularly, being mindful of staying on brand and apply SEO strategies when applicable. Encourage employees to create personal pages. Links to your company page will help increase visibility. Take part in LinkedIn groups or create your own. It's where customers, potential customers, and influencers go to share thoughts and opinions and to gain advice from the experts. Guess what? That's you. Ask customers, past and present, to write a recommendation. Consumers actively look for this kind of word-of-mouth marketing. Use endorsements to get in front of other networks. These simple but meaningful gestures of support also strengthen your connections. And finally, bulk up your email list. Invite connections via private messages to sign up for company emails or to take part in special promotions. When it comes to positioning your brand and expanding your reach, LinkedIn provides an optimal platform, so figure out how it can work for you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about business tax liens and what you need to know and how to recover if it happens to you. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington and the host of this program for getting close to 6 years. We're getting in October. We'll be celebrating 6 years on the air with Taking Care of Business. Hundreds of shows in the archive that you can go back and listen to. Hopefully have topics that are relevant to your business. But this is one topic that is relevant to your business that you may or may not even know is happening to you, and it's called a business tax lien. Now, tax liens can have a big impact on your business credit score and your ability to get financing. Now, you need to know what it means and what you can do about it. So let's say you're applying for business financing and you find that you're denied due to credit issues. This is confusing because your scores should be solid, you make on-time payments, you have a sizable credit history, and you keep your total debt utilization low. Same goes for your business credit scores. Your business pays its vendors and suppliers on time, sometimes even early. So keeping a low credit balance has a number of years in business under its belt. Additionally, neither you nor your business has ever filed for bankruptcy. And you come to find out that it's a different type of public record, a business tax lien that landed you that denial letter. Now, business tax liens can have a big impact on your business credit scores and your ability to get financing for your business. So it's important for entrepreneurs to know what it is and what they can do about it. So first, what is a tax lien? A federal tax lien is an alert to creditors that the IRS has a legal right to your property because you neglected or failed to pay a tax debt. Now first, the IRS will send you a notice on demand for payment, stating that you owe taxes to the U.S. government. If you don't pay, the IRS will then file a notice of federal tax lien, which is a public record indicating that the government has a legal interest in your property. Because that tax lien is a public record, it can end up being supplied to credit reporting agencies who may then add them as a data point on your credit report. A tax lien can be filed against the business if taxes are owed by the business and the tax debt is not paid in full, or sometimes if arrangements are not made to pay it in full. Smaller to how a tax lien might end up on your personal credit report, if the notice of federal tax lien is supplied to credit reporting agencies, a business tax lien can appear on a business credit report. And this alerts creditors that the IRS has rights to all of your business's property, including your accounts receivable. So check your business credit report for business tax liens for free at nav.com. Now, how does a business tax lien affect you? A business tax lien on your business credit report indicates to creditors, vendors, or suppliers that your business cannot pay its taxes, which they could take to mean that your business has financial problems. A tax lien will, in most circumstances, cause your personal credit scores to drop, and a business tax lien will cause your business credit scores to drop as well. A business tax lien shouldn't affect your personal credit score. If you see that a tax lien associated with your business is affecting your personal credit reports, the IRS could be attempting to hold you, the principal owner, personally liable for your business's tax debt. If this is the case, you'll want to get advice from your attorney. But what can you do about a business tax lien? Your first step should be to try to pay off all of your business's tax debts. When you've paid the debt, the IRS will release the tax lien within 30 days, but that won't necessarily remove the public record. You'll need to apply to have it withdrawn if you want it removed from your public record. But your eligibility for this will depend on a couple of things. First, if you and your business are in compliance for the last 3 years of tax return filings, you are current on your tax payments and federal tax deposits, can't pay yet, you may have a few different options for lessening the blow of a business tax lien. Direct debit installment agreement. If you owe $25,000 or less, you can try an installment agreement where you pay the full amount of your tax debt within 5 years or before the collection statute expires, whichever is earlier. And you agree to have the payments automatically deducted from your bank account. You can apply to have the tax lien withdrawn after 3 successful payments if you are in full compliance on all other filing and payments, and your record shows no defaults on current or previous installment agreements. And finally, there's subordination. If you are looking for business financing, you can't pay your tax debt, and you don't qualify for withdrawal under an installment agreement, you could try subordination. This won't remove the lien from the public record, but it will allow a creditor to essentially bypass the IRS and have first rights on your property, meaning it's easier to get a loan. You can learn more about what to do if you can't buy your business taxes. If you do have your business tax lien withdrawn, you can notify the business credit reporting agencies and ask them to stop reporting it. You'll need to have a copy of the IRS document stating that the lien has been withdrawn, and generally they will remove the lien from your reports, but it's likely that it has to be verified and can be a lengthy process. Business tax liens can have a large effect on your business credit and the ability to get financing. It's a good idea for business owners to monitor both your personal and business credit. 25% of business credit reports have errors causing a negative impact, so monitoring your credit is smart, even if you think you're current on all of your payments and tax debts. So hopefully that may help you with understanding what a tax lien is and why it's so important both on the personal side and on your business side to be monitoring your credit history and your credit score. Let's talk about customer reviews, and in particular great customer reviews from it. It only takes a little bit of effort for you to get a good customer review. And this was a topic at our summer meeting, how some stores might have gotten a bad review or they knew of businesses that got bad reviews and what to do about it. So if you don't have time to get more online reviews for your small business, here are three easy ways to ask customers for their feedback. Is asking your customers to leave online reviews at your business at the bottom of your priority list? Well, if so, you could be missing an opportunity to spread the word about your business, and for free, no less. You just have to invest some time. How much time? Probably not as much as you think. In fact, you need to add no more than a few seconds to your regular interactions with customers. So here are a few tips to help invite positive reviews in an easy yet ethical way. You can use comment cards. Have customers' feedback cards printed that give customers very simple instructions on how they can give you a review online, said David Erickson, who is the vice president of the PR firm Kurwoski & Courage. Include a link to your business profile on your preferred site, such as your Facebook page or Google My Business profile. You can hand out the card at the end of a project in a shopping bag or on a box top, or simply place them and with their change when you give them any change or a credit card receipt. Also, face-to-face. There's nothing wrong with politely asking your loyal customers for an honest review. They're not required to leave a positive review or any review at all, but a direct in-person request is often happily obliged with a positive post. And finally, using email and social media. You can also include a quick, friendly review request in any automated or marketing emails you send to customers, such as an e-newsletter or even after a transaction, or on social media posts. Just remember, reviews should never be false or forced. If you provide great products and service, excellent reviews will almost certainly follow. And for these and other helpful tips, go to Manta's Complete Guide, Online Reviews, 20 Ways to Handle Bad Reviews, Boost Your Reputation, and Win New Customers. Great idea to get out there, get in front of the reviews, and again, I know I've covered this in the past, but if you get a bad review, don't worry about it. It's not the end of the world. Try to solve the problem, and once you come to an amicable resolution with your customer, then let everybody know or ask the person if they would be willing to write a second review saying how it was resolved in their favor. All good stuff. All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here today. Looking forward to next week's show. Got a lot more to talk about as we get closer to that fall season. And if you're in business, are you now looking at ways to market your business 3 months or 6 months down the road? The fall busy season and the winter holiday season is coming up. You want to get in front of that and start thinking about what promotions you're going to do. In sports, in Major League Baseball, in the American League, the Red Sox, Indians, and Astros lead their divisions, while in the National League, the Nationals, Cubs, and Dodgers lead their divisions. Also in Chicago, there's a bit of a baby boom going on, as many of the people who celebrated the Cubs World Series win last October are now celebrating the arrival of what is known as championship babies. In golf, Jordan Spieth won last week's British Open for his third major title and will try for the Grand Slam of majors at the U.S. Open in just a few weeks. Last week, Casey Kane beat out Brad Keselowski on a late restart to win the Brickyard 400 at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It was Kane's first win since 2014. This weekend, the teams head back to the Pocono Mountains for the Pennsylvania 400 at the track known as the Tricky Triangle, Pocono Speedway in Long Pond, Pennsylvania. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day, and maybe you can use it in your lives as well, when he said, never let it rest until your good is better, and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming program topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
When this investment is complete, Foxconn has the potential to create more manufacturing jobs than we've seen in many, many decades.
President Trump announcing that electronics manufacturer Foxconn is opening a plant in Wisconsin that will employ at least 3,000 and possibly up to 13,000 American workers. Trump says businesses like Foxconn are showing businesses are putting America first. Some harsh words from Senator Lindsey Graham to President Trump in regards to Trump's treatment of Attorney General Jeff Sessions and possibly taking action against a special prosecutor.
If Jeff Sessions is fired, there will be holy hell to pay. Any effort to go after Mueller could be the beginning of the end of the Trump presidency, unless Mueller did something wrong.
The White House has stated the president doesn't want to fire Sessions, just have him do his job better. USA Radio News.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Men's Liberty has made both mine and my husband's life easier.
As a urological surgeon, I highly recommend Men's Liberty. It's simply the best option available, and I've seen how it changes lives.
Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and most major health insurance plans. Say goodbye to painful catheters, expensive diapers, and embarrassing accidents, odors, or infections. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. Call 888-827-7549. That's 888-827-7549. 888-827-7549.